the Student Union Building on the campus of SUNY The Edge, WFNP, Rosendale. Edge News, bringing you state, national, world, and local news, traffic, sports, weather, entertainment, and much more. This is News on the Edge.
Good evening and welcome to the Edge News for Friday, April 12th, 2024. I'm Alyssa Roldan, coming to you pre-recorded from the SUNY New Paltz campus. Today's show will be a bit different, so stay tuned for an exclusive interview with our very own Finn Hogney, editor-in-chief of the Teller magazine. Topping tonight's national headlines, the Biden administration announced an additional $7.4 billion in student loan cancellations for some 277,000 borrowers on Friday, building on plans announced earlier this week to provide debt relief for millions of borrowers by the fall if new rules the White House has put forward. The latest round of relief reflects a strategy the White House has embraced by taking smaller, targeted actions for subsets and borrowers that it hopes will add up to a significant result. After a larger plan to wipe out more than $400 billion in debt was struck down by the Supreme Court last year. It also comes as President Biden aims to shore up support with young voters who may be disproportionately affected by soaring education costs, who might be drifting away over his policy on Israel and the war in Gaza. Taken together with previous actions, the announcement on Friday brought the total to $153 billion in debt forgiven, touching around 4.3 million borrowers so far, the administration said. The administration hopes to forgive some or all loans held by some 30 million borrowers total. The administration said the 277,000 people it identified would be notified by email on Friday. Quote, "We have approved help for roughly 1 out of 10 of the 43 million Americans have federal student loans," Michael A. Cardona, the education secretary, told reporters ahead of the announcement. In other news, the House took a critical first step on Friday towards reauthorizing a law extending expiring warrantless surveillance law that national security officials say is crucial to fighting terrorism, voting to take it up 2 days after a previous attempt to pass it collapsed. Grasping to salvage the measure before the law expires next week, Speaker Mike Johnson put forward a shorter extension, 2 years instead of 5, in a move that appeared to win over hard-right Republicans who blocked the bill earlier this week. On a party-line vote of 213 to 208, the House agreed to take up the new version of the legislation, which would extend a section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as Section 702. That cleared the way for a debate on Friday that proposed challenges to a bill before a final vote on passage. The preliminary vote on Friday suggested that the measure was back on track after former President Donald J. Trump implored lawmakers this week to, quote, kill FISA, complaining that government officials had used it to spy on him. Should it pass the House, the Senate would still have to clear it, sending it to President Biden for his signature. Mr. Johnson's two-year version of the bill was an attempt to mollify hard-right Republicans who believe Mr. Trump would be president once again the next time the law expired. In state news, police say six children and teens have gone missing across the city this week, including a few who disappeared on their way to or from school. The disappearances happened throughout the city, and police did not say if they were related, despite the unusually high number of missing kids at once. Luciante Chaudhry, 13, was last seen leaving the School for Classics High School in East New York Thursday afternoon, police said. She described as 5'6" and 100 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. She was wearing a light blue sweatshirt with a butterfly on the front, a teal shirt, and blue jeans when she went missing. Victoria Smith, 12, who also goes by Victoria Tori Barroso, went missing after leaving home around 6:50 a.m. Tuesday to go to the Baccalaureate School for Global Education in Astoria, Queens. Police officials said they did not find her during a citywide canvass of local hospitals. Jamel Coleman, 13, went missing Thursday Tuesday morning from his home on Morris Avenue in Concourse Village, the Bronx, according to NYPD officials. He is described as about 5'8 and 95 pounds with brown eyes and black hair. He was last seen wearing black clothes with a black ski mask and a fanny pack. In other news, jury selection is set to start Monday in former President Donald Trump's hush money case, the first trial among four criminal prosecutions of the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. The proceedings present a historic challenge for the court, the lawyers, and the everyday citizens who find themselves in the jury pool. Quote, there's no question that picking a jury in a case involving someone as familiar to everyone as former President Trump poses unique problems, one of the trial prosecutors, Joshua Steinglass, said during a hearing. Those problems include finding people who can be impartial about one of the most polarizing figures in American life and detecting any bias among prospective jurors without invading the privacy of the ballot box. There's also a risk that people may try to game their way onto the jury to serve as a personal agenda, or they may be reluctant to decide a case against a politician who has used his social media megaphone to tear into court decisions that go against him and has tens of millions of fervent supporters. In local news, the Kingston City School District will host its inaugural Career and Job Fair on Monday, April 15th, according to an announcement. The fair will be held from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Kate Walton Field House at Kingston School, 403 Broadway. The fair will be an opportunity for students and members of the community to explore job opportunities and industries, as well as a network with career professionals, the announcement said. Parking will be available off of Andrew Street in the staff/student parking lot, as well as the visitor lot, and street parking will also be available, the announcement said. For more information, visit KingstonCitySchools.org. That is KingstonCitySchools.org. And finally, in world news, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is said to be meeting with top officials over a possible Iran attack. Israel's Prime Minister is to meet top officials to prepare for a possible attack by Iran, local media say. Tensions are high over the possibility that Tehran will retaliate for an airstrike that killed senior Iranian commanders nearly 2 weeks ago. U.S. officials have told CBS News, the BBC's U.S. partner, that a, quote, challenging major attack on Israel could be happen imminently. Israel has said it is ready, quote, defensively and offensively, unquote. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to meet members of his war cabinet, including Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and opposition figure Benny Gantz. In other news, dozens of Russian military instructors have arrived in Niger as part of a new agreement with the country's junta, which has cut links with the West. State media reported that they arrived along with state-of-the-art defense system. They are expected to install the system and teach Niger's army how to use it. The West African country is one of several in the Sahel region ruled by military authorities to have recently strengthened ties with Russia. A spokesperson for Niger's military government on Friday said the Russians were in the country to train soldiers. The Russian Defense Ministry's paramilitary group, Africa Corps, also known as the Russian Expeditionary Corps, REK, wrote on Telegram that this was the first group of servicemen and volunteers to go to Niger. In an attached video, a serviceman of the Corps said in French that they were there to, quote, develop military cooperation, unquote, between the countries and had brought, quote, various special military equipment to help with training. Footage of the Russian instructors uploading a cargo plane full of equipment was broadcast on Niger state television. That will be all for now, folks. We need to take a quick break before we return with an exclusive interview from the Teller Magazine's editor-in-chief, Finn Hogney.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What's up? It's John Roy. I'm a music director on the e-board at WFNP. I coordinate music events, review music on the station's website, and run the recording studio on the fourth floor of the sub. Check out our music and concert reviews at WFNP.org. Want to use a recording studio and learn how to record live? Scan the QR codes on the doors of the studio and sound booth and get in contact with me for a time. Thanks for tuning in to WFNP New Paltz.
Welcome back. We are now here with the lovely Finn Hogney. Thank you so much for letting me interview you. I have just a few questions for you as a big fan of the Teller magazine, as well as your social media manager. So what is the Teller magazine?
The Teller magazine is a creative literature magazine for SUNY New Paltz students, on campus and off campus. We feature a large section of photography, poems, creative nonfiction, drawings, paintings, basically collages, basically anything creative and to get the creative.
How did you find out about the Teller?
I found out about the Teller because of my mom. She's the one who kept sending me posts from the Teller Instagram before I came into power, before I came to run the whole thing. She said that they're looking for students with a creative looking for students who need a creative outlet. People who like to write, people who like to draw, people who like photography, like, etc. I credit my discovery of the Teller being her. And then I was a contributor for one semester. And then because of my involvement with the media center up in the fourth floor of the sub, they needed someone to look after it because everyone was graduating or no longer wanted to be involved with it. So I took it under my wing and now it's my baby, it's my child, and I just love it.
What is your job as editor-in-chief?
My job as editor-in-chief is to lead the club. I have to do budget meetings with Val, our advisor, and I also have to, you know, form meetings to, like, do group discussions along the topics of, like, theme and design, and I have to just make everything cohesive and make sure it's a very good work environment and we get stuff done.
Have you submitted any work to the magazine? If so, which one is your favorite?
I have submitted a lot of work to the magazine. Because I'm editor-in-chief now, I feel like I have to put in my due diligence. I have poems from A to Z that I've been working on, just trying to get back into the swing of things because of school. I've been on a break from writing, but just to, like, get my attention back to, like, poetry and, like, creative literature, I've done a challenge to myself. So I have to do every single day or maybe every single week a poem starting with the letter A. So my favorite poem that I've submitted has to be H, which is just about, like, home life and hospitality and just, like, having fun, I guess. with like the relationships that come with that.
How can you get involved in the Teller?
You can get involved by reaching out to the Teller magazine on Instagram. That's our account name, the Teller magazine. Very simple. We also have an engage page on the Student Center for Engagement for Newport's clubs. Our office is also on the fourth floor. We share it with the Fahari Libertad. Come in, say hi. We're very friendly up here. And yeah, we had a theme discussion today at 5 p.m. and hopefully that went well. I think it will go well. And yeah, our final issue of the semester will probably be out before May 1st, if we can grind really hard. But I think we can do it. Definitely before May, like before May 10th, definitely. But yeah, it should be a good one. If you have any questions, you can email us at thetellermagazine@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Finn, and that'll be all from us tonight. On the Edge News staff have been our directors, Alyssa Roldan and Jack Flowers. Tonight's engineer has been Marcel Pugliese. Our sources for the Edge News brief have been provided by The New York Times, The Gothamist, The Times Union, The Daily Freeman, BBC, CNN, and the New Paltz Oracle. Stay tuned for more cutting edge music from the entire Edge News team. Have a beautiful weekend.
Show is live. Call in 845-257-3090. Do it.
Never thought I'd be tripping off of the lost time. Okay, kids, the campfire's out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. It's still smoking.
No, close enough.
Come on, Dad, do your homework. If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave.
I knew that.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit ReadyLA.org. Brought to you by the City of Los Angeles Emergency Management Department, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
88.7 FM.
It's cool. We're really liking it. Really liking it.
The Edge.
Thank you.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States.